each and every week, it is time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
And Pat, I promised at the top of the show that today's Inside the Ropes segment will be very Jack Nicklaus intensive. And, of course, Inside the Ropes is brought to you by one of Jack's courses. Well, the resorts. PGA National Resort and Spa brings you Inside the Ropes. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, that's the Jack Nicklaus design, the champ at PGA National. Take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And our first topic in PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment is Jack Nicklaus and whether he is the greatest golfer of all time. Now, he has been widely considered number one on the list ever since he won the 86, probably before he won the Masters in 1986, his 18th and final major championship. And Jack's career spanned almost 40 years. He won 73 times on the PGA Tour, including 11 international wins and 18 majors, 6 Masters, 5 PGA Championships, 4 U.S. Opens, and 3 British Opens. Tiger Woods has now come along, of course, and he's making a run at all those numbers, namely the number of 18 majors. Tiger currently, after 12 seasons on the PGA Tour, is 64 PGA Tour wins, 10 international wins, and 13 majors. Tiger is now 9 victories and 5 majors behind Jack Nicklaus's record, and this is kind of timely because I did do a blog this past Friday on ESPN760.com. You can also look at it at thehondaclassic.com. It's my personal all-time top 50 list, and I rank Tiger Woods as number one currently as of right now. So obviously, my opinion, Tiger is number one, Jack Nicklaus is number two, even though the numbers might not say that. Pat, what is your opinion?
I mean, this is one of those debates for us that is perfect for Inside the Ropes because there really is no right answer right now. I mean, if Tiger gets to the point where he surpasses Nicklaus and probably will surpass Sam Snead in terms of overall PGA Tour wins, when and if he surpasses Nicklaus in major wins and you know, whatever he does, if he so chooses on the Champions Tour or whatever, I think at that point, you know, you can sit back and really try to, you know, collate both guys' careers, who they played against, the eras, those types of things, and then say to yourself, all right, based on all this information, it's always very difficult to try to compare eras and things like that. But, you know, right now I would still say Nicklaus is the best because he has the most major wins. And that's kind of the benchmark that we always sort of ascribe to say, all right, these are the best fields. These are the best courses. They're the toughest courses, whatever. And Jack has the most of those. He also has 19 seconds and 22 thirds or something, which is utterly ridiculous if you really think about it. But Tiger Woods at his age is ahead of Nicklaus's pace, I believe, in all those categories, in at least win categories. So you'd have to project and say, assuming that Tiger keeps playing the way he's playing, by the age of 40, he should accumulate 100 wins and 25 majors or 22 majors, whatever it is. And at that time, I think you could safely say he's the best player of all time. I don't really put as much stock as other people do in the competition he's playing against. Tiger is doing the best he can do against the people he's playing now. I don't know if that would have any effect if you put Lee Trevino and Tom Watson and Arnold Palmer in their primes against Tiger. Would that possibly take away from the major totals he has? Maybe. But if Tiger is that much better, as I think we all believe, than everybody else, maybe he would just beat their butts too, like he's beating everybody now. I think the players now with the equipment and the sports psychology and all that stuff that goes into it are probably actually better prepared to win in this era than they were in Jack's era. But Tiger is so much better than these other guys, Russ, that I just think it masks a little bit about, you know, oh, he's playing against lesser quality players or something. I don't know if that's true. These guys are all pretty good. In fact, there's probably more players that are good. He's just that much better. So I know, like I said, we can get off on various tangents here. I think it's a good argument, but I think you have to wait until Tiger's career is basically over. look at the numbers at that point and then say, hey, right. he's the best of all time.
Well, I think most people agree with you, Pat. Most people say, I will give it to Tiger when it's all said and done. I have no doubt Tiger Woods, this is the average golf fan who has been saying Jack Nicklaus for the last 20 years as the greatest golfer of all time. It's going to be Tiger's eventually. I have no doubt about it. But until he gets to those numbers, I can't give him the mantle of number one all time, until he gets there. I am saying I'm ready to give it to him now, even though he hasn't gotten there yet. Ray McNulty uses the same argument that Jack Nicklaus has the numbers right now, and he played against better talent. I'll give Ray some credit, and he did a great job with an article this morning in the Stewart News. In the June 1st issue, today's issue of the Stewart News, he talks about my all-time list. He gave me a call on Friday to discuss it, and we had a great conversation. And he's using the argument that Jack's competition, what you just mentioned, Pat, that Jack's competition was better than Tiger Woods competition. And my, most of Jack's contemporaries are high on my list. Ray does a great job of arguing my point, using my list against me. He says, 9 of the top 25 players on my all-time list, Gary Player, Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, Lee Trevino, Seve Ballesteros, Peter Thompson, Hale Irwin, Raymond Floyd, and Billy Casper won multiple major championships despite being Nicklaus contemporaries. And, Tiger's contemporaries, there's only a few on the list. Phil Mickelson is the highest Tiger contemporary on this list at number 23. Vijay Singh comes in at 25. Ernie Els is at 33. And then you've got some guys that kind of came in on the tail end of Tiger's reign. Mark O'Meara and Colin Montgomery, they're near the bottom of the list. And by the way, if you want to see this list, you can log on to either ESPN760.com or thehondaclassic.com and look up my blog, the Russ Evans blog. It's my list of top 50 golfers of all time. I kind of buy into this argument a little bit, but my defense is the reason there's not more of these of Tiger's contemporaries on my all-time top 50 list is because their careers are still in progress. You can't, and that's a credit to Mickelson and Singh and Els, that even though their careers are still in progress, they've accumulated enough as of right now to be on the all-time top 50 list, and they'll only move up. I mean, when it's all said and done, Mickelson might possibly be in the top 10 if he keeps going the way he is. I mean, he's already at 34 career victories and 3 major championships, and that's got him at 23 on my list, and I think he's going to move up to possibly the top 20 by the end of this year, especially if he wins a major. But Jack made the point that In an interview with Golf Channel earlier this week, he said, quote, I think there are more good players today, but fewer players that can win. Competition at Tiger's level should come from people who have a history of winning. That's what I had. I had fewer good players, but the good players I had competed against knew how to win. And when you look at Player with 9 majors, Watson with 8, Arnie and Lee Trevino with 7 and 6 respectively. Tiger faces more good players, but I had a few who better knew how to win, end quote. I totally agree with what Jack said in that interview. I think, and I said it last week, we were talking about the pool of players' talent. There are likely well over 100, and I know we heard the sounder, so Colin, we'll get to the next topic in just 1 second, but I just want to finish my thought here. There are well over 100 players in the world, 100 men in the world, well over the 100, with the talent to win on the PGA Tour any given week. Back in Jack's time, that number might have been half. There might have been, back in the 60s and 70s, there might have been 50 men in the world with the talent that on any given Sunday could win a PGA Tour event. The difference is, of those 100 men now, there's only maybe 2 or 3 that could stare Tiger down on a final round Sunday and beat him, specifically and it's never happened in a major, but it's happened a couple of times. Phil Mickelson at the Deutsche Bank last year, Vijay Singh, oddly enough, at the Deutsche Bank a couple years ago when Vijay not only beat him but took his number one ranking as well. You know, there's only a couple. Vijay, Phil, maybe Ernie Els, possibly some of these younger guys that are coming up but they haven't done it yet, that can stare Tiger down and beat him. Whereas in Jack's time, all those guys we talked about, Gary Player, Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, Lee Trevino, Seve, Peter Thompson, Raymond Floyd, Billy Casper, some other guys that are on the bottom half of my list, Johnny Miller, Tony Jacklin, Larry Nelson, there were upwards of a dozen players who were good enough to stare Jack down on a Sunday and beat him. So with that contention, I agree. Jack played against fewer great players, but more of those great players that could beat him. Whereas Tiger, the pool is much larger, but the, that upper echelon that could stare him down and beat him, there's only a couple.
And I think that boosts your argument, Russ, that Tiger's number one, in that we have not seen, especially on a Sunday in a major, anybody come. When Tiger's playing relatively at his best, somebody beat him. You had Michael Campbell a few years ago at Pinehurst, but I wouldn't say Tiger was playing his best, or Rich Beam at the PGA.
Hazeltine.
Again, I don't know if Tiger's at Turnberry in 77, Nicholas was playing his best, and Watson beat him. And Jack even said, I gave you my best, and you beat me. At the 71, I think it was U.S. Open, Trevino beat him in a playoff, and Nicholas was at the height of his game at that point. And in 82, with Nicholas, you know, getting a little older, Watson chips in and beats him again. So, there are instances where you've seen on a Sunday or in a playoff, Nicholas getting beat by somebody. I have not seen that from Tiger, and that is the biggest bolster, in my opinion, to the argument that Tiger's the best. Until somebody beats him and Tiger shoots 66 and somebody else shoots 65 and beats him with a putt on the last hole, I'm going to say that Tiger eventually will be the best.
The great thing is, these are discussions that we love, specifically in sports radio, because there's never a right answer, and it's a discussion, it's an argument, it's a back and forth that can go on ad infinitum, and that's what's great about what we do.